bird eye. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by Owler.
Owler is the crowdsourced competitive intelligence platform that a million business professionals use to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts.
And here's the best part. If you sign up for free, you can follow me on Owler and automatically get my latest sales tips and videos along with insights relevant to your business. Go to Owler.com and in the search box, you type in Buy Gittimer. Then just click on the yellow star and follow me. Owler is completely free to use and valuable. Come on, follow me. Go to Owler.com today.
This week, I'm in South Carolina on a self-imposed writing retreat. While most of my day is spent writing, I decided to take this time away to get back to my favorite sport, tennis. Having played well over 10,000 hours, just none in the past 4 years, I've been hesitant to get back on the court. If you're as competitive as I am, you don't want to lose. And if you're in sales, you probably know the feeling. My first day back to the game was amazing. It was a mix between hitting the perfect shot and missing an easy shot. But I realized that I still have it. Muscle memory kicked in, and I was swinging backhands and forehands like no time had passed. Well, some time had passed. Others on the court probably had no idea, but it was clear to me that time had affected my timing. I had some great shots, but they weren't consistently great. How's your timing? The key to winning is being great every time. Consistency plays great and pays great. How consistently great are you? Winning a tennis game is just like winning your sales game. Here's how to win both. Get ready to win. Before even stepping foot on the court, I did morning yoga and stretched my body. I'm ready. I'm flexible. What do you do prior to entering a customer's office? Think about how great preparation could change your sale. What you do off the court, before and after the game, sets you up for success or failure on the court. Show up to the sale like you're competing in a big match, ready and determined to win. What do you do every day to work your body and your mind? Dress for the win. The minute I put on my tennis gear, I knew I was ready to hit the court. What's your sales outfit look like? Look in the mirror and make sure you look sharp. Make sure you feel like a winner. Your look will boost your internal confidence. Practice in a safe zone. I could have joined a league at home, but as more and more time went by, I hesitated. I didn't want to fail in front of people I'd be playing with all year. The courts on this retreat are safe. I'm playing with people who've never met me and will likely never see me again. Rather than test this out on a new customer you've never met, take my opposite advice. Think about which customers you have your best relationships with. Meet with them to talk about new products and get your pitch down in a safe environment. Practice leads to consistency. There's no shortcut. Practice makes you better. You have to put in the work to create the consistency. Study yourself. I wish my game was filmed so I could watch it and pinpoint exactly where to improve. Film your sales conversations. You'll figure out what you need to change. Watch yourself and learn from your good shots and your not so good ones. When you practice the foundational skills and become an expert, your muscle memory and your sales memory will kick in at exactly the right time.
The customer or the prospect has to say, I get it. I agree with it. I think I can do this or I have confidence in this person. I'm willing to try it. If the consultant or the coach doesn't have a transferable message, all is dead or lost or both. So they tend to start with this wee-wee thing. Well, I've been doing this for 72 years, and I'm one of the greatest guys that ever lived, and la da 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 da. All BS. I don't care about you. I don't care if you drop dead right in my office. What I care about is how will this help me win? How will this help me prosper? How will this help me succeed? How will this help me earn more money or create safety for my family or whatever the deal is? If you can't create that transferable message, then you're going to fall into the pool of everyone else. And
well said.
Not only do you have to create the transferable message when you're face to face with someone, you have to write about it first so that somebody gets it and is willing to contact with you. And I'll give a brag, but it's true. So if it's true, it ain't bragging. I've given about 2,500 corporate talks over the course of the last 25 years. I've never made a sales call. Everybody who has hired me to do their annual event or speak at one of their things has called me because of something that they've read from something that I wrote. Do you kind of get it now? So we're about to introduce you to Lou Diamond. An incredible guy, is a dynamic speaker and master connector who will energize and motivate your organization. Do you have a philosophy of sales?
I have a philosophy not so much on sales as I do connecting.
Cool.
I like to think at the end of the day that sales is the result. When if you have, think of all the great sales that have been made, some connection was made. That was really what happened. It could be a short-term moment, whether you were buying an item at a store or more notably, a consultative relationship, which is usually what I'm helping companies with, which are longer term, have many more zeros after it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole level of how you need to be to connect with someone. There's certain muscles, which I basically call your connecting core. And those that have those muscles really, really strong in the connecting core have the ability to really connect with their end target and make not only just one sale, but years of sales, great relationships. And that's the stuff that really helps grow businesses and make salespeople really go great, which is why I was so successful all those years.
Lou, when you were talking about the muscle thing and how they're connected, is it muscles from one part of the brain to the other, or is it from the brain like to the handshake, for example, when you're doing networking?
Well, there's lots of different muscles. This one really is actually the connecting core is these muscles, and I'm putting quotes around them, are the way you need to be. These are the muscles. I call them the safe. And to spell them out, the S is your super Y. A is authenticity. F is a fearless mindset. And E is empathy, which is probably the most important thing our listeners need to do right now, because empathy is not only all about sitting in the shoes of another and understanding what their world is like, but also really listening and connecting through listening, not just with your ears, with your eyes. So, great salespeople, you know this. You walk into a room and you can feel if it's a good vibe or a bad vibe. You can feel when, hey, I've got someone that's engaged. And to be able to capitalize and connect with people on that level, that's actually something that great coaches do. And so I actually coach top performers to learn how to do that even better.
How they can better connect. How do you teach someone how to do that if they're not born with it?
A great question. But by the way, all these things, and this is important. A lot of people have a theory in life like, oh, you've heard this in the past. Well, you can't teach someone how to sell. I don't necessarily know if that is true or not. What I do know is that you can coach somebody on how to connect. And everyone has those different muscles at different levels. I actually, when I meet clients that I choose to work with, I have this scorecard that I use to see how their connecting core actually rates up. Some of them are fearless and, you know, like Jennifer, and some of them are really, really scared, like Jeffrey.
Right. And I'm so scared. I can't move. I'm frozen.
I can tell.
Let me throw something at you just to make you think. Okay. Sure. If someone is smart and someone is self-starting and someone is happy, I believe I can teach them to sell. So you have to have a criteria about you, or you can't learn how to sell if you're not a smart person or you're not a happy person.
I think that's true. It's part of the base. Look, happy is also like when people are confident, they have that fearless mindset. They're not sitting in a corner in the shell, like in a shell, can't get out, like a turtle that needs to pop out. However, you're right. And the coachable thing, Jennifer, that you can work on is people need to embrace to sit in the shoes of their client. You know how often you go see like a PowerPoint presentation, and this, by the way, kills me. Someone comes in, they're a technology company or something new that's out there, and they show their capabilities presentation. And one of the first slides that they show, aside from their own company logo up there to say this is who we are and what we do, are a list of all the other clients that we have right now. Make it clear, the only people that matter in the room is the client and the target that you're trying to win.
Right.
You don't need to show any of those other logos. You have to focus on them, and you have to listen to their needs, ask them the questions on what they want to see in that presentation. Forget a stupid PowerPoint march of death. Understand what their needs are. Ask the right questions. And if you ask those questions, you'll start to understand the areas that you can cater that whole conversation to. So Jennifer, the answer to your question is you can coach everybody on how to do those sales processes that you need and how they can basically work on connecting with another. That's where the sale will be needed.
All right, so let's talk about our guest. She is an amazing woman, Kelly Roach, and she's a former NFL cheerleader turned Fortune 500 executive, and now she's the CEO of Kelly Roach International. She built her business on the side of her corporate job. So she was literally working full time and building a business. Kelly then doubled her business when her daughter was a newborn. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. She basically has taken every obstacle and jumped over it.
Oh, yeah.
Not around it. Literally jumped over it.
100%. So in addition to her entrepreneurial success, Kelly is also the host of top rated podcast Unstoppable Success Radio, and the author of the 11 times international bestseller, Unstoppable, 9 Principles for Unlimited Success in Business and in Life. She leads online coaching programs and offers private mentoring as well. Let's welcome the great Kelly Roach.
Hear, hear.
I was doing multi six figures before I left. And I was the breadwinner. And when my husband and I started dating, we had agreed that we weren't going to put our kids in daycare. That was kind of something that we had talked about long before I found out I was pregnant with Madison. And so that was always in the plan. It was something that was important to us. And so I think when you become pregnant and you see that in front of you and you kind of have a deadline looming, you know, you get more focused than you ever would be in your life. And it's so funny because I saw that for myself and I see that with my team all the time. And I think a lot of people, when they find out a staff member is pregnant, they get a little scared. They're like, oh man, are we like going to lose this person? Are you going to lose focus? Whatever. And I know for me, like when I found out I was pregnant, I was the best I've ever been because you know, you have a deadline. Like you need to get stuff done. And I see that with my team members as well. I'm like, well, we're going to get a great year out of you this year, aren't we? And they're like, yep. You know, they know what has to be done before they leave to make sure it's not a disaster when they come back. So yeah, I mean, I think one of the questions I get from entrepreneurs all the time is, you know, should I quit my day job to start my business? And I say, no, you shouldn't. And, you know, I firmly believe that to be successful, staying in the game. And I mean, we have to remember 85 to 95% of businesses still fail. Right. And they fail because of cash flow and they fail because they don't truly understand sales and marketing and leadership. Right. And so, you know, I say, you know, go out and learn how to be an effective marketer, learn how to sell, you know, and, you know, differentiate yourself in your space, get your cash flow going to the point where you can make the investments in your business that you need to make, hiring, right. Advertising, getting the tools and resources that you need, get good at what you're doing. Have a handle on it so that you don't crash and burn, because I think too many people put the cart, you know, before the horse, and they're out of the game before they're ever in it.
Randall Kenneth Jones is a self-described professional storyteller, author, and speaker. He's been featured on The Today Show, The Hoda Show, and Marketplace on Public Radio. He's the author of the book, Show Me, Celebrities, Business Tycoons, Rock Stars, Journalists, Humanitarians, Attack Bunnies, and more. Let's welcome in Randall Kenneth Jones.
Attack Bunnies, that's like a...
I love that.
Yeah, I know. It's not many people.
There's a story. There's a story.
Oh, tell us.
Did it multiply?
Do you really want to... We're going to jump right into the bunny
story?
Go
for it.
Well, come on, yeah, we're dying to know.
I'm going to give you the short one because I actually like people to write the get the book to read the full one. I write about workplace. I've been writing about workplace issues, and I went all the way back into my past. And at one point in time, I was at work. I was naked, and I was attacked by a bunny.
Oh, wow.
That's the teaser.
Whoa. That's the
story. All right, cool. Yeah.
And
did the bunny survive?
It was a pretty big brawl. You'd be surprised how evenly matched though a fight is between a human being and a really angry rabbit.
I don't want to get into it too deeply, but you know how those rabbits like to multiply. It wasn't a sensual thing, was it? It was just a normal...
The bunny wasn't coming on to me. The bunny was actually trying to tear my foot off.
Aha! Oh. Well, there you go. Okay, so let's hop into another story.
Yeah, let's start with your book.
Tell me what caused the book. Tell me about your book.
Well, I moved to Naples, Florida in 2009, and you're probably familiar with the area. We, as a community, there's so many highly successful people here that live here full time or part time, mm-hmm. and I want to learn. I mean, I think I was pushing 50. I wanted to learn. I came down here and realized, how am I going to meet these people and be educated? And so I went to the local newspaper and I said, hey, is anybody talking to these people and writing about it? And they said, no, do you want to do it? And I said, yes, absolutely. And I did it. I mean, I did it alone. I did all the pitches myself. I managed everything. I wrote the column. And from 2012 to 2016, I interviewed over 100 people.
Way to go.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, what was really shocking to me, and you've seen the book, is who said yes. Because, yeah. And I get in a lot of trouble for saying I'm a nobody because people are like, oh you're not
come
a nobody.
On.
Well, but I was a nobody.
Who said no? Who said no?
Oh, you know, a lot of people said no, but I'll tell you the no that I respect the most, even though I still want it so bad, is David McCullough.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, you know, you get. He's probably too busy, polishing his Pulitzer prizes. But no, I mean, to get to that point in your career, you kind of get to say no. If yeah. some guy comes along, you get to say no. And my whole entire interview plan for David McCullough, I mean, was simply to ask him, what can history teach us about being better people at work and at home? And that was the one question. I was going to shut up and just take it all in. Mm-hmm. And I did not get that opportunity. So, and a lot of times the no comes from somebody that has, that's working for them. You know, so the person you're trying to get doesn't even know about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As an interviewer or as a story writer, your key is to ask the provoking question or the emotional question, correct?
Right.
And I always find it interesting that some of the worst questioners, like Barbara Walters or Larry King, have the most prominent positions. They never ask the deep question. They're always superficial at best. And amazingly, the guys like you that are out there asking those deep questions can actually teach salespeople how to ask a question better. How did you learn questioning?
I've been inquisitive my entire life. If you could, my poor parents in Missouri, if you actually, my dad is 86 and every now and then he's like, Randy, you know, I really got to go. Love hearing from you, but you know, this phone call's got to end. So
That's funny.
I've always been that way. You know, and I think when you really go through the process, I was pretty freaked out. There were times where I was pretty starstruck going, really? I'm talking to Shirley Jones. I mean, I'm freaking out.
I love Shirley Jones, by the way.
Just, I know. Well, and she'll say she's very candid and very open. But, you know, the other thing is just ask the question. If you're listening, and this applies to sales, if you're listening and paying attention, simply ask the next question you want to ask. I mean, you have to represent your listener or your reader. But I just followed the path pretty naturally. If the next question popped into my head, I went off script and I asked it.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GetOverLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.